The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Nearly 3,000 council homes are lying empty across the country. Homes in counties Limerick, Wicklow, Tipperary and Louth have been boarded up the longest. And the figures recently released show that some homes have been boarded up for an extraordinary duration of time. The figures were released to Sinn Féin's Thomas Gould under Freedom of Information. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
The figures you got reveal what?
Well, they reveal a shocking failure by the government to fund local authorities at a time when there are thousands of void, vacant, boarded up houses. We could house every homeless family if this government wanted to do it. So, like, what these figures show is that this government, and I believe, and I made a speech in the Dáil recently, I don't believe this government want to solve the housing crisis. If they did, all they need to do is give local authorities the funds to repair and get these houses back out. Families should be living in them.
So there's 2,749 council homes in total that are boarded up. But there is I assume there is a rotation in that as they are repaired and made available to families. Is that right?
You see, the problem now is the void return scheme, which is where the money comes from to repair these homes. The maximum a local authority can get is 11,000 per home. No, like, what could you do trying to repair or renew a house with €11,000? And the problem is, it's only open at the start of the year and it's closed now. So any house that's returned to any local authority for the rest of the year will not be done up unless that local authority has its own money. So all these houses are going to be left idle until next year, until they apply to the government for funding and then see if they get it. What we're looking for is for local authorities to be given the funding to operate the scheme 52 weeks of the year when a house becomes vacant, get it repaired, get it out and get a family into it.
And the local authorities can't use other sources of funds to do this work?
You see, the vast majority of local authorities are struggling for funds for roads, for footpaths, for housing repairs. Like, we have a government that is not putting any investment into local authority housing, whether it's repairing them or getting them out. And, like, we've got over 750 houses that are empty over a year, and 38% of those are empty over 2 years. It's a crazy situation.
And those houses that are empty, is there an additional reason why there might have been delays in respect to them? Are they particularly difficult to repair, or is it just the reality of the scheme that you're describing?
It's the reality of the scheme that the government's not getting enough of money, giving enough of money to repair them. Like, you would have local authority housing that could be 70, 80, 90 years old. What's €11,000 going to do for that home? So what we are saying to Minister Brown, these are simple solutions. No, this in itself is not going to solve the housing crisis. But what it will do is it will return thousands of houses to local authorities. We own these houses. The state owns these houses. These are not privately owned. So we could get thousands of houses back. We could get families into them. But then the knock-on effect of that, there are thousands of houses then that become available to the rental market. So it's a positive domino effect.
And do you have any sense as to why these houses need this level of investment? Because it is possible to have a tenant leave a house and a new one move in and it not cost the owner, whether that's local authority or landlord, €11,000.
Yeah, but even to carry out the basic works now to ensure that a property is up to standard, €11,000 is required. But the problem here is...
No, but my point being, if people are living in these houses, and because I assume they were tenanted,
yes,
so a tenant moves out, it seems extraordinary that between one tenant and another, you have to spend more than €10,000 repairing the home.
But they can't even apply for that money until next year. So it's definitely going to cost some money to repair the house, but they can't even apply for it until next year again because the scheme is closed. And I've raised this, I raised it with the previous minister. Like, it just doesn't make sense. And what I'm going to be asking is, can the minister please give the money? And if not, can he give us a reason? Because there is no earthly reason that makes sense why they're leaving all these boarded up houses. And the problem here then, Anton, is your boarded up houses in the middle of housing estates causing antisocial behaviour, dumping, the environment there is horrible, and children are growing up. Or your families are growing up with a boarded up house either side of their house. Like, can you imagine the children in that house then coming out to look at that every day?
And have you a sense as to where the vast majority of these homes are? Is it that they are in otherwise used housing estates, or is it single properties dotted around that happen to be local authority owned?
There's a combination. And what we've seen, like some local authorities are taking over a year to get these houses out, where other local authorities like Cork and Galway have hundreds of them, hundreds. Like, how can it make sense when we're in the worst homeless and housing crisis in the history of the state that we have thousands of houses that belong to the state boarded up, rotting?
In relation to the total numbers, the 3,000, is there any argument where the state may say, well, look, the prime focus for local authorities is the building and construction of vast quantities of new housing estates and the connections of them. 40,000+ is the ideal target. That this is a drop in the ocean by comparison to what they should be focusing on.
Well, can I say this now? This is low-hanging fruit. These are things that can be fixed now. This is a solution to bring back thousands of homes. But like, we've seen this government fail. Like, recently we saw the tenant in situ was one of the only things that worked for this government to prevent people from becoming homeless. And the government reduced the funding. Are you people in Cork this week who become homeless because of government cuts to the tenant in situ? So like, the housing crisis is complex. But here we have a solution that will return thousands of houses. We have the tenant in situ, which will stop hundreds of people becoming homeless and families becoming homeless. And it just, I can't understand it.
And your solution is that the scheme that provides the monies to do these repairs be available 365 days a year, so that if one local authority can apply to central government, get the funds and go fix it if it's August, September, October, whenever.
And actually, I'd go one step further. I'd give local authorities the ability just to do the work, rather than coming up and down to Dublin, emails and bureaucracy and red tape. Give the local authorities the authority to go in the minute the houses become vacant, get them repaired and get them out. It's a simple, like, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. This is a simple solution that we believe will return thousands of houses.
Do the local authorities have the staff or the access to subcontractors with the free time to do all this? Because one of the things that we're being told is that the level of available labour in the construction industry is so strained that there may not be the people to do this kind of work outside of the current system.
Well, what we'd also like to see is local authorities recruiting again, maintenance staff, carpenters, painters, plumbers, electricians. Like, all of these were slashed by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael during the austerity years, and local authorities have never returned to the staff they needed to do this work.
But they're competing in the same pool. There is a limited amount of people to do this, whether they do it for the private sector or they do it for the local authority.
There is, yes, but like, if you're working for a local authority, you're looking at guaranteed work, a pensionable job, you're looking at job security. Like, what we want to see is local authorities getting back to repairing houses. Well, we'd also see them want to see them going direct build, building local authority houses like they did all over the states, this state in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. And the other thing is, we need private contractors too. Let them do the work. Let them give the local authorities the ability to bring these people in and turn their houses around.
Text to say, the longer these homes sit vacant, the higher the rate of decay and therefore the costs incurred for restoration. But another, the government can't be fully responsible when you have elected councillors in each county, a lot of them Sinn Féin, that have done nothing to fix that. What about that? Both the responsibility of individual authorities and the responsibility of your own party where it holds sway in those authorities.
Well, just to let you know, in 2009, I raised this issue in the housing crisis and it was met by disdain by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. That's 16 years ago. This month, actually.
And what are the role of the local authorities and what about the role of Sinn Féin on those local authorities?
We want to do it, but we can't do it without the money from central government. And like, just to let your listener know, central government slashed funding to local authorities after austerity. We want to see local authorities given the money and the power. And to be honest, we see what Phil Hogan did more damage to local authorities and local government. We actually want to give local government the ability to do the work. Not like Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who want to strip them of powers.
A text to say, councils charge too little in rent for social housing, so they actually cost them money each year. Maintenance demands very high, rental returns very low. Social housing is therefore unsustainable, so fixing voids only adds to the burden. What of that and a realistic rental return so local authorities can self-fund this kind of work?
Is actually incorrect, because if you look at local authorities, they're bringing millions of euros in rent every year. The problem is, like, local authorities is based on your earnings. So for people who are the most disadvantaged...
But hang on a minute, you can't argue on the one hand that local authorities are underfunded and can't do this work, and on the other that they are charging enough in rent and bringing in millions. Which is it?
But you didn't let me finish. The thing is, if you're earning more, you pay more. That's the beauty about local authority rents. You pay, like in Cork, for example, you pay 15% of your take-home income. So like, if you have a small income, you have a small rent. But if you have a big income, you have a big rent.
But that still doesn't address the question. If you have millions coming in, surely you therefore have the funds that would allow you to do this work.
You would think that, but for most local authorities, they have to use that money for parks, for playgrounds, for public lighting, for footpaths. If the money was kept in housing, which it could be if the government provided funding for everything else. Well, not everything else, but for other things. But the situation here is very
simple.
But
what about that texter's argument then, where you say, well, look, if you charged a more sustainable rent to the tenants you already have, you would have a greater sum of money to spend on parks, on recreation, and on the doing up of these homes.
So what your listener is saying is, so we should charge renters more because the government can't do its job. This is a government decision by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael not to fund local authorities. And just to, like, we see people at the moment now paying unbelievable, the highest rates in the rents in the history of the state. And this, your listener wants to just put, just pile on the rents onto people, pile on the tax onto people. Listen, the country is awash with money. We've never been so well off. We have billions of euros in a surplus. Let's fix the housing crisis. And this won't fix it. But what it will, we could clear every family and every child who's in accommodation tonight. I had a lady a few weeks ago spoke to me. It's 2.5 years in emergency housing or emergency accommodation. Her children have spent 3 Christmases, 3 Easters and 3 birthdays in a hostel. And at the same time, around the corner is a boarded up council
house. How do you make those maths work? You've got 2,700 council homes. How does that clear 15,000 people in emergency accommodation?
If you look at the amount of families, you're looking at those as individual. Some of those, I'm talking about families. I think there are 2,200 families in emergency accommodation now.
But you'd need each family to have 5 or 6 people for it to be able to fit into 2,700 homes.
Well, I don't do the figures, but those are the figures. We could clear families at this moment in time if this government wanted to do it.
But is your assertion that 15,000 people could fit into 2,700 council homes?
Well, I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about the families with children in hostels and B&Bs. Like, we should clear this. The families should be the priority. The children should be the priority. Like, it's an absolute sin. It's immoral to have children growing up in B&Bs when there are empty council houses.
So you have raised this undoubtedly because it is the FOI that you put in that received this information. When you raise this with government, what's the response that you get?
The response is that you open the scheme once a year, that it's up to local authorities. What this is, you see, what we always see with government is they always try to put the blame somewhere else. Like, Fine Gael have been in power 15 years, Fianna Fáil have been supporting them for over 10, right? The housing crisis is their responsibility.
But on this one specific issue, what's the response that you get?
The response is they blame local authorities because they always try to pass the buck.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.